welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters. A day 170-something. Isn't that precise? Can I just say it's been one of those days? Day 177. It's been one of those days because, one, back at work. Everything's in complete chaos. Two, had a 5 o'clock, which should have finished at 6, which didn't finish till 7:04. Mike's on a webinar. The dog seems totally exhausted, so not all bad. Anyway, hello, Jonathan. Half on a call with the developers. Totally get that. Only literally seconds ago, escaped myself. Hello, Kim. Dinner time. Excellent. I haven't eaten for hours. Can't even remember. CQ Deb. How are we doing? Anyway, never mind all of that. Best laid plans of mice and men, as they say. There I am, sorting out all the content we need, all the shows we need, and what do Apple do? Yeah, next Tuesday. Tuesday's not a good day, Apple. Monday is a much better day. Now I've got to work out how to be in three places at once. I have pulled off the two places at the same time thing before. So it's not impossible, let's just say that. Not impossible. It looks like Mike's about to return as well. Maybe. I can hear him. He's moving around. Hello, Debbie. Folding clothes. You need to get people for that. Oh, no, people, COVID. No, you don't. You definitely don't. What else has happened? So next week's schedule completely needs redesigning. Hello.
Hello.
I thought yours was a 7, not a 6. Sorry, I sent you a text.
It was a 7. A 7 finish.
No, I thought it was a 7 start, because I don't know what day of the week it is, but that's a whole different business. Oh, Deb, I can't wait for the snow.
The window open.
Yeah, feel free. It's a bit warm, I'll grant you. No snow yet, but cold and rainy.
I'm going to shut for Yipper.
Yip, the sound.
Throw it down,
it's absolutely evil out there, isn't it? Why don't you take a photo of that? That sky is absolutely black. But it's black in the distance, and the sun is actually coming from the south. So it's sunny as well as black. It's bizarre. You'll have to lift the curtain out of the way. Don't try taking it through the curtain. What can I say? So, next week needs a total reorganisation. This week, I could do with 10 days in the week and then it'd be fine. I'm sure it would. So, let me know what everybody else is up to. Are you thinking this is a little bit too soon for an Apple event? It should be on a Monday.
I need to have words.
Yes, if you chop the window bit off the top.
Yeah.
Off you toddle. Go edit your photo. She's been very good today, isn't she?
Who?
Lola. You must have exhausted her.
I've tried her out.
Bless.
Well, we went out for a walk and she dragged me around the park because she saw squirrels. There was this dog and it was just stood there looking.
As they do. Off a
and
lead.
It was staring. And she was stood there staring.
Oh dear. Lovers tiff.
And I, not at each other, and I said to the guy, obviously we're socially distanced, I said to the guy, what's your dog looking at? Because my dog's looking at the same thing. He says, squirrels. So then we came back and we ran around the garden with the football. And then we had dinner. Well, she had dinner. And then we went back out. And we played more football. And then we did treats, and then we did more football, and then we did more treats.
Do you know, I started a live session at midnight that went on till 1:30. I did another live session at 2 that went on till 4. Today, I did contemplate a live session at 10 o'clock, but you know what, it wasn't happening. Not after 4 hours sleep, it wasn't. And I did a 5 o'clock that was supposed to finish at 6 that went on till 7:04. And even then, only stopped because there was another session at 7 o'clock and obviously can't do the 7 o'clock. Good grief, I'm exhausted.
Johnny's half on a call with the developer.
Yeah. Do you know, 50% of Jonathan could outrun 300% of the developer, I reckon.
Has Johnny, in the call with the developer, said, I'm half on a map base?
Probably not. Anyway. Oh, go on.
Anyway.
You anyway first.
Did you see the story?
Which one's this?
About the sex party.
No, I can honestly say I missed that one. No, spill.
It was in Trafford. It was up the road.
Now, you see, right, okay. I did do the let's have a look at the local news thing. And what I found was there's been an almighty incident on the M60 and the whole thing's shut.
I didn't see that.
The M60 is the ring road around Manchester. It's a motorway, a freeway. It's huge, isn't it? Anyway, it says police incident. And like the south section, Jonathan will be totally aware of where this is. Where we are is totally closed. So I'm thinking, oh dear, there must have been an accident. And the reason given was, and I quote, pedestrian on the path. And I'm like, why is there a pedestrian in the middle of the motorway? Can you find that one?
Right.
It's about 6:15.
No, but I found this one.
Mike totally ignored that one because he found one about a sex party. Go on, what are they doing this time? Just let
Police
me preempt this.
Police handed out fixed penalty notices after discovering a large gathering was a brothel and sex party.
Oh, for
Officers
crying out loud.
From GMP Stretford posted on social media about the incident on Seymour Grove in Old Trafford on Friday afternoon. There you go.
Who's got a mind for that kind of malarkey on a Friday afternoon? Honestly, I give up.
PC Andrew Walsh, who's the Old Trafford neighbourhood officer, said we've been given anonymous information there was going to be a gathering at a private massage parlour. When we arrived, there were 15 men and 4 women in attendance, all of whom were consensual age.
That's not the point. All of whom must have been mentally deficient. Is that illegal? Because if not, it should be. Hello, Paul. Poor Paul. He joins and says, hi, all. And the first thing you do is post that about penalty notices of the brothel.
Right, I'm going to edit this photo.
Can I just say, brothels aren't legal in the UK. So what's the fixed penalty notice for?
The contravening the 2020 Coronavirus Act.
Ah, now, I can't help you with that. I can see you and raise you one with that. There's a couple of COVIDiots on the prowl. Let me see if my new system works. If my new system works, then I can share it with you.
Shall I chop the top of the hedge off?
That's at like 15 foot now, isn't it? Yeah, it'll happen at some point, though. Mm. Right. First of all, there was this one.
Right, there's my picture. I'll send it to you.
Why don't you just sling it up at Droppler or whatever and put the link in?
Okay.
Yeah, first of all, there's disappointment at Bolton's virus measures. Now, if you remember, about a week ago, just under a week ago, Trafford and Bolton had been released. We were at level 3. We've been unceremoniously put back to level 2, as had Bolton. Bolton have now gone further back than that. They're at level 1. And there's talk about making it stricter. Now, seeing as though we don't have anything worse than a level 1, is this just like lock them up and send the army in?
Yeah.
I actually think that could happen the way it's going. The people in Bolton have had enough. They have had enough. And I completely understand why. What they're saying is, I'll put the link in for you, but what they're saying is, why is it that the shops are open, restaurants are open and pubs are open, but they can't go and sit with granny in the front room?
Exactly.
Which is people's problem. Massage parlour. Oh, tell me about it. God, I live in such a place. It's totally bizarre. Right, let's have a look at your picky with our very dodgy sky. Very dodgy sky. Do you know, I haven't spent the money on the iMac yet and Apple are bringing in more toys to tempt me next week. Yeah, you see, that sky's bizarre, isn't it? Look at that.
No, it's changed.
Now it's lighter. Yeah, but you can see the clouds there. That hedge is looking very artistic, plus the fact taller it is, fewer people I see, and I like
anyway,
it that
way. Anyway,
it's
been raining.
And look at the bollards. Shiny bollards. Yeah. Still vertical. Not for long. Now, I will deal with the hedges.
Not when it's raining.
I'm not allowed out with my hedge trimmer when it's raining. And to be honest, what time have I got? I really was hoping Apple would push that back a bit, because I am deep in the middle of a course. And I do not need any more grief. I will rearrange the week. It'll be fine. In fact, how much of Jonathan's attention do you think we've got? because Apple unceremoniously dumping an event on a Tuesday with only 7 days' notice, despite the fact they said it would be at least 4 weeks late. Now it's 2 weeks, not late, if you're with me. Will disrupt the release schedule of altogether now a 1-3-4. Yes, so now I've got to rearrange that as well. So basically, everything got to be rearranged. It's doable, but that's not the point. Oh, in other news, before I get on to the other stuff, just opened up Chrome Canary. Do you remember that piece I did about the new extension button thing and you could disable it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the flag's gone.
Oh.
So now I can't disable it.
Oh.
Not a happy bunny with that either. Now, where were the links? Oh, yes, new system. New system I was trying. So, the second thing that then happened was, this is in Liverpool. I think they need locking up. I don't know if you've seen this one, Mike. This was from Merseyside. Well, I read the headline and it was like, hair salon to be visited by police. I thought, ooh, what have they done? You know, as you would. And it said, because they've banned talk of COVID.
Oh.
So you're going to have your hair done, you're not allowed to talk about COVID. Well, I thought, well, what's wrong with that? It's not illegal, is it? And then I read the story. Oh, dear. Tinfoil hats at the ready. Have a look at that one, Merseyside. Oh, Jonathan's wide awake. You mean bring 1-3-4 forward.
Right, I need to go and do some domestic stuff.
Do you?
Yes.
Desperate domestic stuff. Sexy domestic stuff.
It is not sexy.
Oh.
No.
Whatever you need to do, dear.
It's put the towels in the dryer.
Debbie's folding up stuff. Why not?
I guess they could wait.
Do you think that they'll migrate or something?
I don't know.
Are they in the washer?
No, they've just been in the dryer for an hour.
So now what do you need to do with them?
Put them in the dryer for another hour.
Oh, right. In this heat? And I thought they'd just... Mind you, I once dried a towel like that, you know. Ended up like a board. You could have surfed on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe yeah. Put them in the dryer then. If you want to go and put them in the dryer, put
no,
them in
I'll
the dryer.
Wait. I'll be going to do dinner in a bit.
Right, let's have a look. 34 Fahrenheit. Where are we at? It's hot. 20, but very, very humid yet again. And another riot for Labour Day. Kim, what is going on over there? Oh, Debbie wants to borrow you. There you go.
Four.
Like, probably for folding the clothes. I said, you know, you need people for that. Like I have you for that.
I don't fold clothes. Well, actually, I do. I folded all the towels.
Simon, what the hell passes as sexy domestic? Certain food production does, depending on obviously what the food is. I mean, if it's just like a salad, no. but some maybe semi-sexy. There you go. Let's not overestimate, shall we? Anyway, what do you think Apple will be bringing out? And are you in the mind to purchase
an iPhone?
There will be that's an iPhone. Given. There'll be a watch.
A watch, that's given. An iPad.
There will be an iPad, but it won't be an iPad Pro. I really don't think it'll be a Pro.
No, it won't be a Pro because that only came
it'll
out
it'll be the
in
one
March.
That replaces the one that Sue got last year, which yeah. I could... I mean, it's not cheap. It's less expensive. But I think they, in their mind, it's the educational one. It's price pitched.
A new pencil.
Ooh.
New pencil.
If there was a new pencil... With a view to getting me to part with cash for a phone, like I've said, a pencil with it would do it. That would literally do it.
Yeah.
Not sure about that idea at the moment, though. I don't see that this year.
A new HomePod.
Oh, who cares?
I don't.
Has anybody got a HomePod? What could a new pencil do? The old ones can't.
A game.
No, they won't bring a game out. They'll bore us rigid by putting some games on. AirTags. Would you be in the market for AirTags, Paul? That could come. If that happened, that could come at just the right time for you. You'd get that past Mrs. Paul on the basis of we need one. You just say to her, honey, we need one per box for the move to make sure nothing goes missing. They see what I did there for you? Absolutely fabulous. Now, as you see, we're not moving anywhere. So I haven't really got the need to tag anything ever again, probably. Our stats, seriously, our COVID stats are horrific. We are on the brink of the second wave. They are that bad. You don't leave the house to lose it. No, but I'm thinking I can get away with one. We could put it on Lola. Then we'd always know where she was.
Yeah.
That would be quite cool. Well, no, to be more precise, you'd know where her collar was. Because she doesn't wear a collar in the house.
Well, she could do.
Mayor
did.
That was true. He did, with a handle on. But that's because he was a little beggar, wasn't he?
So is she.
She is, actually, yes, but she will come in. If you stand there and say in long enough, she will come in.
In.
Yeah, but if you stood there and said to Mayor, in, he'd be like, catch me first. And so would ensue 5 hours of chasing him around the garden. So, yeah, he didn't do obedient, did he?
No.
No, he was very self-determined. So we put a little handle on him from him being quite young. So this is why I always think with Lola, she deploys stealth mode. All of a sudden, I'll sit here. The other night, about 2 weeks ago, she was in the bedroom and the door was shut. I've no idea how she opened it, but I glanced round and nearly screamed because she was stood next to me. Totally silent approach. Now, Maya had this handle on at all times, so it was like a cowbell, wasn't it? You knew when he was coming. But Lola, no, I'm like, oh, it's all right, it's the dog. You see, you'd think that I wouldn't be panicked over something just appearing. But when Maya died, Mum had this rug in the front room. It was like white fur, wasn't it? And we always said it did look like him. And then I looked in one night and her exercise bike was there with this rug next to it. And the way the light fell, it literally looked like him. So bit of a meltdown at that point, to be honest. But no, she deploys stealth mode.
See you, Johnny. Good luck with your call.
Good night, Jonathan.
Developers, 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 developers.
Yeah, can't shoot them, can't live with them.
Poor Johnny.
Oh, Shuey can be stubborn. Poor Shuey in the bath. Mind you, that's very sensible, isn't it? Mm. You wouldn't have got Mayer in the bath. Not at the point of a rifle, would you? He loathed water. The only water he would go in. And even then, he spent 20 minutes barking at it first to make sure it knew who was boss, was if we went to the seaside. So if we're at the beach, it'd be like, oh, right, let me at it. And the thing was, because he was white, when he got in the sea, the salt water really cleaned him. And he came out absolutely sparkling, didn't he? But no, any other kind of water, and he didn't like it. So I cannot see him hiding in the bath. The one place he did tend to hide was under the table in the front room, wasn't it?
Mm.
And as his arthritis got worse, he really had a meltdown one night and he was frightened that he couldn't get out from under the table. Now, this table was my mother's table and she had on it this huge vase, didn't she, with flowers in. And I'm saying to Mike, he's upset because he can't get out. He's frightened. I said, so if we can't get him out, which we couldn't, then the table had to go. There was these flowers on the top. Mike said, I'll just put the flowers. We've not got time. I said, just lift it up. We lifted up the table, replete with the flowers, and moved it out the dog's way. And then he was fine. But he was just a little bit frightened that he couldn't get out. So I reckon that's where he would have gone.
Yeah.
But he wasn't frightened of fireworks, and neither's Lola. I don't know if it's a breed thing or whether they were both kind of exposed to noises early enough that noise didn't bother them. Because Lola, they've had Lola from being a baby, hadn't they, first family? And that was quite, I wouldn't say noisy, but lots of comings and goings. Mm. Lots of things going on. It wasn't like she lived with a little old lady and there was never any noise and there was never any music and there was never any nothing. You know, there were girls growing up. So I would say it was potentially quite boisterous. And here was very, very boisterous because we had my father who couldn't be quiet to save his life. But fireworks, Maya just wanted to go out and watch them. And then he'd jump up at the gate, pause on top of the back gate and bark because he wanted to get nearer to them. But he certainly wasn't frightened, which I was prepared for. It's like, oh, what are we going to do? You know, how are we going to keep him calm? And it was something we never really needed to approach. In the same way, the dog opposite didn't travel well, did he? And again, you know, the first We picked Mayor up from just south of Glasgow. So that was probably the first time he'd been in a car. And he loved it. Absolutely loved it. But when we got back and we talked to the couple opposite, they were like, is he okay in the car? And we were like, yeah, of course he's okay in the car. And they went, oh, well, you know, Ben's not okay in the car. He just doesn't travel well at all. I mean, Mayor would have driven. We've got pictures of him sat in the driving seat looking as though, come on, keys, give. He was crazy. You can't get him in the bathtub to bathe. Isn't that typical? Oh, Shuey's girlfriend. Oh, how sweet. I think it's so sad. I mean, is there really any need for fireworks? And one thing I remember putting up, I can't remember if it was this Christmas or the one before, but it was talking about New Year fireworks, which we only had fireworks one day a year in the UK. It was the 5th of November. So we don't have fireworks for things like a bank holiday. Now, you guys have the 4th of July, and I don't know if you have fireworks at Thanksgiving, but traditionally we didn't. It was one day a year. Then they started with, now we have fireworks for Diwali and like other religious Eids, another one. I don't know. But there's lots of special days for other faiths, and they seem to involve noise and fireworks. And then it became a huge thing on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
So between the sort of mid-October to New Year, there's lots of fireworks available for sale. But it's getting to the point now where people are complaining that they've got children asleep, they've got pets that are petrified. Some vets came out last year and said that, you know, there were pets that were that traumatised, they had to be put down. And some just had a heart attack and there was no light bringing them back. And that is shocking. So I put this thing up on Facebook I'd found about silent fireworks. And I had no idea there was such a thing. But it was a massive display and they were silent. So there I am watching the video thinking, this is amazing. Why don't they do this? But I think for a lot of people, they do just like the noise. Oh, 15 miles. Wow. Swam across a lake. It was lucky it made the other side. It is shocking. I think once a year is more than enough. And it helps if you can predict when that is. You know, you could, I suppose, go somewhere that's quieter. But then I have to ask, why don't they just ban the fireworks in people's houses and just have big displays that are already a long way away from residential areas? I mean, there's Carrington Moss. It'd be fine up there. You might see, you'd still see them, wouldn't you?
It'd be interesting what happens this year. I can't see them having any organised displays.
Well, that will just mean there'll be more people with them in their gardens, and that will just mean that more people get hurt.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in my day, it was a Catherine wheel, if you
Catherine
were lucky.
Catherine wheel and a sparkler and a rocket in it.
Yeah, but I mean, the rocket went all of about 2 foot, didn't it? It literally went and down it came. These things are
It went across the grass if the milk bottle fell over.
Oh, no. No, Mum was in charge of that. Dad actually did the lighting when I was really young, but Mum was in charge of safety, which, you know, given the 3 months I spent in the burns unit, was just as well. I was very relieved. And she would ensure that the milk bottle was half buried. Because they can just fall over. You know, you're trying to light them, you're trying to get them in a milk bottle. But they were very much domestic little fireworks, is what I mean. Yeah. But now you buy a rocket and it looks like an Etzer-Sett missile. It's about 4 foot long. You need a hand cart to carry it, and you're thinking, there's no way that's going to fit in any milk bottle I've got. Then you've got like launch tubes in the garden. They're far too powerful. You don't need that for a display. But oh, and what are those other things that go off like a bomb?
They look bangers.
They look like maybe the size of a tennis ball, and they're kind of wrapped up in some kind of paper, and you light the paper and then it sits there making a noise. It's ridiculous.
We used to go to one in Poynton. And I've just gone to poyntonbonfire.co.uk and it says they've cancelled it.
Not surprised. Not surprised. But like I say, it'll only mean more in people's gardens, because you couldn't even say, well, we'll all have like a little meet-up, because the way it's going, Bolton at the minute, no one can meet anybody. But, you know, if you just happen to be out shopping or in the pub and you just happen to bump in to the person that you're not allowed to meet in your house, and that's why people are ignoring it. And that's why the rate is skyrocketing. I swear, marooned is looking like, I literally said to Mike before, marooned? He said, yes. I said, are we seriously carrying it on? Every day we're in lockdown. He said, yes. I said, I'm thinking of planning for the 31st of December then and seeing how it goes. Because there's no point, you know, us taking time every week to create 7 more shows, you know, and thinking, well, we might be out of lockdown then. Because let's face it, we're not, are we?
No.
Right, I'll just create them till the end of the year. And should they actually let us out at any point, I'll just cancel them. It's easier to create them. Right, let me catch up over here. Sports finals. Oh, that's a good point, Deb. Sports finals. There is. You know, when United win the league.
Yeah.
It's a huge fireworks display. That day as well. No, we haven't had any of that because there weren't even any supporters there. Pre-COVID, we had fireworks for the high school homecoming, July the 3rd, and New Year's Eve. It's too much, isn't it? He was renamed Lucky. Oh, bless. Poor dog. You know, I wonder, animals must think we're insane. Because, you know, you think of an animal, they're not stupid enough to discover something that, you know, makes a display and a noise and think that that's a good idea. Only humans. Mind you, if you've read the story about COVID doesn't exist, apparently, you can't catch what doesn't exist. So the 3,000 people who have COVID today who did not have COVID yesterday, all in their minds, apparently. Where do these people get off? You know, when you think our death toll at the moment is about 45.5 to 46,000. If every one of those deaths affected just 2 people, you know, that's very conservative. But some people won't have anybody. But, you know, it's more likely it would affect families of 5, 6, 7. How many people are impacted by this? How annoying must it be to read of imbeciles? I mean, I always say to Mike, do you remember that woman on the help that time? This thing was my account, but I have got no patience to deal with customer support. So Mike logged in as if he were me. So he starts putting in what's wrong and what we need help with. And he's looking at this person's profile. Now, as it happens, this person was a woman. But I'm obviously not sexist. I don't care what gender you are. You can be fluid gender, 20 genders. I don't care. But in her, what she was interested in, knitting. And I'm like, knitting, and she's on technical support. So she's sitting there like Therese Defarge, knitting whilst giving technical support. And I said to Mike, you know, far be it from me to like prejudge this. I said, but I can't see this ending well if, you know, the height of her achievement is I can knit. I would expect some interest in technology for a start if you're on a technical support thing. Well, she was absolutely useless. Stick to the knitting, dear. So when he'd finished, because it's my account, I got this email. So we still had the problem. We had no idea how to solve this problem. And I got the email, you know, like they do at customer services. Rate your experience. I said to Mike, sit down. And in I went. I rated my experience all right. 2 minutes later, got another mail from the head of customer services who said, can I call you and sort this out? Got service that day, didn't we? Yeah. If we could have just skipped the woman with the knitting, I would have been much happier, though. Much happier. Kim woke up with the United song on her mind. That. Poor Kim. And Mike's version of it. Good morning, Paul. How are you? Have you heard about the Apple event? I've got schedule rearrangements to do myself next Tuesday. Is that a good time for you or a bad time? I've got a sneaking suspicion it's a really bad time. It's, is it 5 o'clock GMT? I think it's 5 o'clock GMT. It's 10 o'clock PST at the moment. So I've got a sneaking suspicion that's a terrible time for you. If it's 6 o'clock when we start, Mike's version is the only version he knows. Actually, at least Mike sings it with passion, doesn't he? There you go.
About all of singing it with.
Do you know what was interesting? Because I was piping you through totally, rather than just putting you on at the end, I had to adjust the levels so they could actually hear you. So I was taking the music down and I bumped you up to 300%. There's lots of work goes on here when I'm going live, you know. Oh, shall I share that funny story that happened today?
Which one?
The one that I sent you in a text that it's telling me wasn't delivered. So I sent Mike this long text and it's telling me it wasn't delivered. So I'm like, oh, for crying out loud, because I'm in the middle of a session while I'm sending it. And then Mike replies twice. So I'm reckoning you did see the one that started with rolling on the floor laughing.
Yeah, I did.
Well, why is it telling me that it didn't deliver it?
Well, that's why I replied twice.
Exactly. Which made me think that you had actually seen it, despite what Apple Messages is telling me. But anyway, the saga was, I was in a session. So I'm not giving this course. I'm attending this course. And they're using Zoom. So they're doing these breakout rooms and they get right on my nerves. Because when you go on a course, obviously you want to hear from the people that are putting the course on, not some randoms. But they seem to love doing these breakouts. So I was actually in two minds today whether to bother with one of these breakouts, because they always seem to be the same. They pop you in with other people, you know, but they give you the same question to deal with. So basically you're spending like 30 minutes out of a 60-minute session listening to people give you their opinion on this same question. This has been going on for a week. So I'm like,
Kim thinks we're getting a delivery from Apple.
Oh, no, not yet. Not yet.
It was the text that wasn't delivered, but was delivered.
It was the text that wasn't delivered that has actually been delivered that they're telling me hasn't. No incoming parcels yet. Not yet. So he says, right, we'll go out into breakout rooms. And I thought, no, not again. Anyway, I contemplated and I thought, oh, keep the faith, do it. So now they're randomised, these rooms. So I randomly get allocated a room, and I've explained this to Mike. There was four of us. So now I will admit, and I don't know if this would have made a difference, but my video is never on. So my video wasn't on, but I could talk. So there's three guys in there. And we were only in there for 10 minutes. They ignored me for 9 minutes. Oh, it's a girl. So I just sat there quietly and thought, yeah, whatever. Until one of them said, oh, and what do you use? I thought, oh, you're actually speaking to me now. Hello. So I said, Notion. And I wasn't expecting what happened next. So I was like, oh, I use Notion, you know, and I've got a podcast and a YouTube channel. And then one of these guys said, would you share it? Would you share your screen? And I'm like, yeah, if you want. So I got Vivaldi up, which is where I host all my Notion pages, and I did a quick screen share. But obviously, by this stage, there was literally 1 minute to go. By the time I'd got it up and I got the screen share going and stuff, and I said, right, so it's a podcast and that's what the page looks like. The page that was up was my weekly page, my weekly action guide. So I went from my weekly action guide to the view of what we call MacBytes 2.0, which is the MacBytes 2.0 dashboard. Jonathan would love to be in there, wouldn't he? Mm. Oh, the information in the 2.0 dashboard, like show dates and things. He'd be so excited. So I went into there and I didn't actually show what I would consider to be, like, you know, the best bit of it, which is the gallery view. But I went from that's my weekly view, I said, you know, with everything I've got to do and my projects are at the bottom. And this is the dashboard that I run podcasts with. So there's MacBytes and there's After Hours. There's Marooned and there's the MacBytes Lives at the other end. So basically four types of show. And that was that. You know, at that point, I couldn't do anymore. It's like, oh, hi, guys. Right. Bye, guys. You know, we're going back into the main room. And that was all they saw. So they literally saw just two pages. Nothing like the detail you guys have seen it in over the months. So I get back into the main room. And for some reason, the machine's struggling. And I do know why, because it's 3 years old and I need a new one. But that's not the point. It's really struggling. So the chat in this Zoom thing, let me know if you've ever had this, but the chat was scrolling as if people were typing in. But at the bottom, I've got this red message that says 7 new messages, 8 new messages. And as I look at the timestamps on what's scrolling by, it's like 30 minutes ago. So I was finding it difficult to keep up with the chat. One, it was moving quite quickly. And two, it was mistimed. So all of a sudden, I look at the bottom, you know, where you type into it and it says everyone. Mm. Only it didn't say everyone. It had a person's name. And I'm like, who are you? And why has my chat honed in on this person? Now, this was when I learned something about Zoom. As far as my understanding was, you had it set to everyone. If you wanted to DM somebody, you'd choose their name.
Yeah.
And then it twangs back to everyone. Only it's not twanging back to everyone. It twangs automatically to the person who last contacted you. Which meant this person had pinged me. And I didn't know this person from Adam. So I'm like, who's she? And where do I see it? So I scroll back up a little bit. And there was this comment in the chat. And it said, did I take a screenshot? That would help if I had. I was too concerned. I would have been taking a screenshot because I was too concerned I would lose this thing because everything was just flying past. It was ridiculous. Right. Do I have this chat? Is that the chat? Oh, fantastic. That's not what I was looking for at all. No, I didn't think it was going to take this screenshot because it was the machine was struggling too much. But basically this chat said, I'm told your Notion setup is a must in capital C. Would you be prepared to share? I'm like, who are you? She wasn't in this breakout group. So I'm thinking there must be something else in the chat that somebody has said further back. Anyway, turned out there was, from one of the guys who was in the room with me, who was making, he made a comment about a point about something else and then said, OMG, you know, I've got to get into a room with Elaine again. And I'm thinking, pardon? Because I want to see a Notion setup. It's all right. It wasn't my etchings. It was my Notion setup.
What about your scrapple?
So I'm actually rolling on the floor laughing at this because, you know, I'm so quiet in these sessions. I don't really bother much with the chat. Now, this one I actually did and I put two things in that I wanted the guy to cover and he actually did. So I was pleased with that. But it suddenly became a sideshow with my Notion set up. It wasn't me etchings. Simon, surely you've heard of that one. Come in and see my etchings. That was an old pickup line in about 1950. Oh, yes. No, it's my Notion setup. Apparently, your Notion setup is your new etching. So you've been warned. All you need to do, if you feel the need to pull, obviously, COVID.
That's of American English origin.
Is it?
The phrase, come up and see my etchings, is used as an invitation to sexual dalliance. The earliest what?
Well, now it's your Notion setup. Just saying.
The earliest occurrence I found is from the column on Broadway by the gossip columnist Walter Winchell, 1897 to 1972.
Kim's actually had a guy say it to her. You didn't run that past me, did you? No, no. Do you know what Mike's was, the equivalent? So we've got your etchings. We've got your Notion setup. Oh, no. Mike had come and see me satellite dish, baby. It gets Sky Sports.
It worked, didn't it?
Before we were going out, right, we were at a reserve match, weren't we?
Yeah.
And Mike's kind of like on the...
pull.
Yes, basically, weren't you? Trying to work out, you know, what would entice me. And then quite flippantly, I said, wait till my heart through a satellite dish. I think he was talking about flowers and chocolates. And I'm like, yeah, no.
And pandas.
Oh, pandas, yeah. But, you know, I just flippantly said, wait till my heart through a satellite dish. Mum was not having a satellite dish. Do you know why Mum wasn't having a satellite dish? Because everybody else put them on the front of the house and she wouldn't have a satellite dish on the front of the house. But we have a south-facing garden and the satellite dishes face south. So when she's looking out of the window, obviously all the houses opposite have got them on the front pointing south, but ours would have been on the back pointing south. But never mind reality. She wasn't having it. So about 2-3 weeks later, Mike pitches up at a reserve match. Still not going out at this stage, were we?
No.
Gets out of his pocket. I'm thinking, oh, I've got something. I thought, really? Gets...
oh, that kind of not going out. Not like COVID not going
out. No, not COVID not going out. Not going out as in together. Pulls out this piece of paper, A4 piece of paper, opens it out, flattens it and says, there you go. He signed up for a satellite dish. It's been installed the week after. So your satellite dish was your etchings. Yeah. Do let us know how that goes with Mrs. Simon.
Simon's going to try it.
I reckon Mrs. Simon has had a wider experience than Simon and will know exactly what he means. If that doesn't work, Simon, do you use Notion? Because you could try that one. Come up and see my Notion dashboard, baby.
Come and see me Notion etchings, baby.
Do you know what is really funny about this course? It's hysterical. The parasystem thing that you've seen me deploy in Notion. I've got flight deck. So in the private area, I mean, obviously the stuff that's shared is slightly different. But in the private area, I have a flight deck, which is my main dashboard. I've put notes underneath that because I'm in the middle of creating the notes thing. And then I have projects, areas, resources and archives. The one extra thing I have at the bottom is engine room. And that's because all of the source tables go in the engine room. And I don't want to put it in resources and then have to dig in and find it. You know, these guys are like, oh, yeah, you need to parry your stuff. And then you look at their Things implementation, Notion, Evernote, and you think, yeah, where's the para? It was just like an explosion in a tag factory. I mean, obviously the guy can find stuff, but that's not the point. You were stood there saying, yes, you should para your stuff, and then opening your Evernote, and there's no sign of para anywhere. I've actually taken to paraing inside para now. I'm taken on a rather alarming amount of programmes to create for Brooklands this weekend. So I've got lots of recordings going on and I've got Hindenburg files flying around. And the system's already parried, so it's inside an area. So I open up the Brooklands folder and there's an explosion in a file factory. So I thought, should I take these out of here and put them in the active projects? And I thought, no, I'll just put a little baby para system inside this area. And it worked great. And then, you know, you're going on to these sessions and it's like, oh, yes, definitely need to use para. And there's no sign of para. Para's fabulous. Why wouldn't they use it? Doesn't make any sense at all. Oh, actually, Kim, in relation to that, the sump pump. Sunday's show, which I still need to edit, but I'm getting there, is actually called Simon's Sump Pump. We have had Jonathan in titles, but we've now got Simon in titles. Simon Sump Pump. Hello, Tracy. How's Mr. Tracy? Do let us know. Mrs. Simon will be disappointed to find there's no actual etching. She's very artistic. Screenshot of your Notion dashboard. Apply a filter in Photoshop, you know. The etchings filter, make it look like a sketch and you're good to go. Print it out. Elaine, soon to be Notion royalty. It was so funny. It was literally just like, yeah, they gabbled on as if I wasn't there. And I thought, oh, I don't really care, not a problem. But they'd kind of gone on about, oh, yes, and there's this and there's that. And I don't know really how I'd use that. And then realised when they actually said, and what do you use? They could have actually had an 8-minute demo of it if they'd have wanted. It should have probably done them far more good. Oh, I did then, obviously with this girl asking, I then did then have to go back in and say, I'll take some screenshots. So now I had to add that to my to-do list, this ever-expanding to-do list. Oh, excellent. What are we having? Is it a surprise?
I can tell you if you want.
Would it be better as a surprise? Oh, no, I think you did tell me, didn't you?
No.
You didn't tell me?
No.
Oh, that must have been last night.
Yeah.
The days are all merging into one. Well, in that case, it wouldn't be the same as last night, would it?
No, similar.
I think it would be lamb and veg.
I think you would be right.
Yeah, there you go, you see. I know what his favourites are.
Well, it wouldn't be fish.
Oh, that's Friday. Fish is Friday. And it was steak last night, which leaves lamb for tonight. Tracy, that is fabulous news. 8 hours. Wow. Is he back home now? They didn't decide to keep him in. Mind you, who'd want to stay in unless it was an absolute necessity? It's going to be interesting, Kim, to see what happens, that's for sure. But we'll see what happens with that. Wow, 12 minutes. That's pretty good, that. I'm glad it's all sorted. He's certainly keeping you on your toes this year, isn't he? Naughty Mr. Tracy. I can only imagine what it's like having to sit at home and not be able to be there. That's what I was saying about that girl that got taken in with emergency appendicitis. And she was so young and not allowed anybody with her. I was 21 and I said, if you... They came in as they do. You know, you're in A&E. Can you wait outside, to my mother? And I'm like, no, she can't. And it's like, oh, no, she's got to wait outside. And I said, no, she doesn't. But at the time, there was like a rule change coming in where you could actually have somebody with you. They didn't like you to have somebody with you, but you could actually legally do it. And I thought, you know, I'm in too much pain, really, to argue. And it was, no, she's got to wait outside. And I said, look, I'm going to handcuff her. I'm going to handcuff myself to her if you try slinging her outside. It's like, OK, then she can stay. You need a witness. You just need, and you need help because, you know, you're in that much pain, you might not be taking it all in and you don't know what you've agreed to. And then they change their mind. I think you do need somebody who's not got the pain or actually been physically involved in it just to help out in terms of, oh, no, that isn't what they said. They said this.
Before I go, I need to tell the Gasman story.
Oh, that was a classic. Mike was very nearly fraternising.
It was about 10 to 1 this afternoon, and there was a knock at the door, and it wasn't just a, it was a knock at the door. Now, I was training at 1, so I'd actually come up here, and there was this rat tat 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 tat. So I looked out the window to see who it was, and it was a guy in... what they call him, fluorescent jacket, and he had some branding on his jacket. And I thought, oh, he's the gas man, guy that comes to read the gas meter. So by the time I got downstairs, it disappeared. But I could see he was sat in his car, just outside next door neighbours. So I went up to him and I tapped on his car window and I stepped back. And I said, have you just, you know, been knocked on our door? He says, yeah. I said, you come to read the gas meter, because I recognised him and all his gear. I said, I'll read it for you, because I wasn't having him in the house. I said, I'll read it for you. And he ums and ahs and he says, oh, right. He says, well, I've put you down as nobody in, and we can only log it once. We can't go back and edit it.
Who designed that system?
So I said, right. I said, well, what I'll do is I'll get a piece of paper and I'll sellotape it to the window with a reading on. You know, if you come back tomorrow, then you'll have the reading.
The laugh of it is, can I just make this point? How much gas will we have used?
None.
We have gas fires that obviously, but not being needed in the summer, have they? No. Gas central heating not being turned on since the late 80s. And that's it.
Yeah.
So actually, we pay something stupid, like, is it £25
something
a quarter?
Like that, yeah.
For a standing charge for something we never actually use. But I guess we could turn the fire on if we were really cold.
So that was my story.
People should know better than knocking on your door these days. Now we've got to clean the door. Crying out loud. So dinner will probably be about 10-15 minutes. Now he's headed off to do it. Oh, chicken! She's been so good. So good. No, right, the apple thing. No. The plan was that I would order it and attempt to get it here for the holiday. Given we were... There was lots of projects that we could have tackled in the holiday. So we made a list of what was like at the end of the holiday. If we have done this, it will be a success. And not many of those got done, but other things got done. So between making the list, you know, priorities changed. The week before, I think by the time I looked at it again, having waited for the RAM updates, it couldn't get there for the holiday. So I thought, well, there's no particular panic then, is there? I'll leave it through the holiday and then I'll see what happens the first week after, which is this week. But then I thought... you know, I really need to seriously contemplate when this Apple event might be, because there's a chance, I mean, it's a tiny chance, but there's a chance that they might bring out an Apple Silicon Mac. I mean, it's highly unlikely it would be the iMac, and Mike wants the Intel one anyway. But I thought, you know, do you want to buy it and then it arrives and the next day then something else comes out? So I was thinking that as I then got the note through that there's the Apple event next week. So, you know, for the want of a week, I would not be ordering it until I see what happens at that Apple event next week. I might as well wait the week now, having waited the last three. But I think it will still happen. This machine is struggling, particularly when I'm on a Zoom. And it seems to get worse as I'm on the Zoom. And I'm working on the principle, it's something that I'm running. So if Chrome's slow, then I'll close Chrome. But then I go to Vivaldi and that's just as bad. So I actually think the problem is potentially Zoom, and potentially more so when the Zoom stretches to kind of 2 hours. So I don't think a new Mac would hurt, let's put it like that. But I'd like to sort of do it sensibly where I can see, like, do you want this phone or not? Because obviously the phone at the minute, I mean, it's not, we don't have a landline phone. So if I had to make a phone call, then yes, it would have to be on my phone. But in terms of like using it while you're out, yeah, that's not happening. And let's be honest, if this took another year, I wouldn't be in the slightest bit surprised. In fact, I'd be surprised if it didn't. So I'll be doing that after Tuesday's event. Kim's gas meter is a smart meter. They just drive by. We have electric and gas, and the two are separate. The gas one is in a tiny cupboard underneath the stairs, but like the first step. So you've really got to get on the floor and crawl into this thing to see it. And I think it's the same gas meter we've had since we moved in 40 odd years ago. The electric one is in the other end of the understairs cupboard, which is where you've got like a full height, but a very tiny room. The gas have made no move to put in smart meters at all, but the electric won't leave us alone. But I don't particularly want them. I didn't particularly want them in doing it before, and I certainly don't want them doing it now. The reason I didn't want a smart meter before was there were many, many anecdotal stories of people going this smart meter route so they know what's using electric. And then they get their bill, and the bill was for like £3,000, and it was miles off. It was over 10 times what the bill should have been. And it was, oh yes, there's a snafu with the smart meter. But the thing is, if you're paying it with a direct debit, they take it out of your account, and that would put you overdrawn. And then you're having to suffer overdraft fees that weren't your fault. And yes, they'll give you the money back in the end, but you'd have to chase them for the extra cost of being overdrawn. So I like a bill to arrive that I look at, and if I don't like it, then I take the meter reading myself. Well, I'll take the reading, but Mike does the talking, because it doesn't end well when I do the talking with them, obviously. I get very ratty with them. They ask stupid questions. So no, we don't have a smart meter. But even if we did, given where it actually is in terms of the house, actually, we did have a meter that could be read outside the house in the last house we lived in. When it was built, they put a white door on the front of the house. It's actually quite big considering, probably about 3 foot by 2 foot. And it was opened with a special key that they had, which meant they could come around and read the meter from outside your house. But the issue we've got is that would need to be near the front of the house, because we're on a corner, but everywhere is sealed. Of course it is. We've got a dog. So she needs to be able to run around the garden and not wander out. So where this meter is, it's actually the side of the house. So they'd be trying to get in via the side gate, and it's locked. Everywhere is locked. So the only place they could actually get to is the front of the house, and that's not where the meter is. So mindful of that, they're sending me letters saying, oh, it only takes an hour. Your electric's only off for 20 minutes. And I'm thinking, yeah, but what good is it to put that meter there if you're going to want to look at it and read it through this little door thing? So we'll see how that pans out. But it's not a legal requirement yet. Obviously, when it is, I'm stuffed. But right now, I can just ignore these letters, and that's what I do. Right, let me catch that up. Why does Mike want an Intel iMac? Yeah, he wants to run his virtual machines on it, like Tracy, for his Excel, because the Mac version of Excel is nowhere near as fully featured as the Windows version. So he needs to have a machine that he knows for a certain amount of time. And obviously, if it was bought now, it would have AppleCare for 3 years. So it buys him 3 years where he can guarantee the software he's got now will be working. When they announced the Apple Silicon, they did say it would run virtualized operating systems, but they deliberately did not mention Windows. So I think if they had and it didn't run as well, they'd probably be criticized. So my take on it would be they know it's not working brilliantly at the moment, and how well it runs when they're actually released is anybody's business. Anybody's guess, to be honest. So we'll just have to wait and see. But yeah, Mike would want that for Excel. I'm thinking, Anthony, that's a good idea, a cloud-based system, because they're all subscription now anyway. And then have like one less thing that you are relying on. But it is so annoying to be having to go from system to system for stuff like that. You don't like having a smart meter, but you've no choice. I think it's a little bit invasive. You know, you get snotograms from them. It's 8 o'clock and you're using a lot of electric. It's the evening. Have you thought of turning the lights off? And you're like, pardon? I could definitely not be doing with. It's another way to mass surveil you, really, isn't it? I do sound like a conspiracy theorist. I assure you I'm not, but I don't have a problem in principle with a smart meter. I just don't particularly want one right now. I don't think that it's a trustworthy system. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. And I can't see them making it compulsory in the middle of a global pandemic. But there again, I've seen the government do more stupid things. So who knows? So you've got an electric meter that's outside. The gas ones, they just don't seem to care. They've made no effort to say it's an option, or it's virtually compulsory, or we'll come and change it. Just nothing. Just send a little man round. I mean, that to me, particularly at the moment, is absolutely ludicrous. You are not allowed into your friends' houses. So why are they sending the gas man round? So he goes into, on average, in a day, how many could you do in an hour? At least 10, probably more. But let's say 10, and say he's got a 7-hour shift. Really? So he's in and out of somewhere between 70 to 100 houses. Is he washing his hands? If he's having a shower between each one? I don't even know if he had a mask on. I'd have to ask Mike, because I wasn't involved. And Mike knows my opinion. Unless you're the Amazon man, go away. That's my level at the moment. If you're delivering something, you're fine. If you're not, go away. I just think that's absolutely ridiculous. Next, you know, we'll have an outbreak and they'll trace it to the gas man. It will happen. I'm telling you, it will happen. In Spain, there's only 2 companies that make the officially sanctioned applications. Oh, brilliant. I think you can do that here. And I think they brought in something. I can't remember the name of it. The Inland Revenue. Cannot remember the name. Well, it's Customs and Excise, Inland Revenue, or the Tax Service. Keep changing their name. They brought something in where it had to be submitted electronically, and therefore you needed a compatible package, which to me is like you're authorizing these applications. It's like a license to print money, and you don't have an option. You can't say, you know, I don't want to do that, I want to do it on paper. This is how the VAT went years ago. You just don't answer the doorbell anymore. Well, obviously, you know, we had an issue with that I just put the dead man's handle on the doorbell. We just turn it off. The doorbell is off all the time. The only time we would turn the doorbell on is if there is a delivery like an Apple delivery where it's going to need a signature. You can't leave the iMac in the porch. I mean, the porch is big enough, but you wouldn't want an iMac left there. And the other time is if Lola's first family are coming round to pick her up for a holiday. So that it gets turned on then. But that is literally it. Totally it. People knocking on the door. I can't understand them sending people out right now. Can you imagine people, elderly people on their own, who don't really argue with authority. So if somebody knocks on the door and they're in a high-vis jacket, they'd let them in. But how worried they would be afterwards. Now is not the time for that. They should do some other kind of system. They will take a reading if you do it yourself and phone them. So why send the poor guy out? It is totally ridiculous. They could contact you beforehand, you know, letter, quill pen, stamp, in my case. No email, no phone number, right? They could let you know and say, you know, he's due to visit on X date. Please put the number in the window. And then he's doing his job. They're not laying him off. So he's not suffering. And you've not got the worry of the COVID thing. I could run the gas board in my spare time, clearly, couldn't I? Instead of which, they've got this guy knocking on doors and people peeking out from behind the curtains with, and you're not letting you in. I think you'd had a bit of a day of it, to be honest. Oh, dear. So you have electronic submission only for taxes as well. I find that quite annoying. I used to find it quite cathartic filling in the paper forms. And I did the paper form thing for as long as possible. In fact, I think in the UK, the rule is that they much prefer electronic submission. But there is a way that you can still send it in on paper. But you need to do it really fast, because whereas self-assessment is due the 31st of January, I think the paper submissions are like the end of August. So they certainly don't promote that. Lobbying from financial software firms. Yes, I can well imagine that, Simon. You know, they get that stamp of approval and that's it, you know, because they know that you then need it. I think that's actually quite wrong. But so payroll's got to be submitted to Inland Revenue as well. Decided to get it outsourced to the accountants, because if you get payroll wrong, you can get into big trouble. I'd love to outsource all of that, to be honest. I do find a complete and utter waste of my time. But I haven't outsourced it yet. But I don't like January, because I leave the whole thing till January. It's like, do you know what? I don't want this all year round. I'll do it in January. So Christmas is like a fantastic party. And then it's like, oh, no, it's the 1st of January. And now I've got to start really thinking about it. But, do you know, I do enjoy February. let's have a look. There's a free version of the software that would do it. Oh, really? And they go out of their way to make it as hard as possible to find. Yeah, that'd be right, wouldn't it? They should make it like that here, but I can't see Boris doing that. The accountants discovered we've been paying employer NIC, which he shouldn't have been doing, simply because we'd not ticked a box on the account software and got £6,000 back. Wow! That was definitely a box worth ticking, wasn't it? Absolutely. Fabulous, fabulous. Oh, my chat's gone funny scrolling again. Ah, no, so you get paper and electronic on the same day. No, we definitely don't. It's at least 6 months earlier. But at the moment, everything's crazy anyway. Mike got something about his company and the date was wrong. The date was 3 months off. And I said, that'll be the COVID thing. And he went in and had a look and said, oh, you're right, it is. I can actually do it now. But the due date is like 3 months later than it would normally be. My company thing was due in May and I didn't get the 3 extra months, which didn't bother me because I was quite capable of doing it right then. And then there was another one that was due in August and I didn't get 3 months on that either. But he did. So I don't know. It's probably random. But there you go. Ah, what a day. So, I can smell the lamb. It's on the way. Better shut up. Better get offline before he comes up and gives me the eyeball about I've cooked dinner and you're playing. Naughty me. But we will be back tomorrow, obviously. 7 o'clock, same time, same place for episode 178. See how organised I am now. Now I know what day of the week it is. Oh, dear me. The iMac will happen, but I'm thinking with a week away. We will wait and see what happens next week. What we'll probably do on Tuesday, just so you are apprised, is probably what we did for WWDC, which is move Marooned, because they've got their event right in the middle of Marooned. So we'll probably move Marooned up to 4 o'clock. So Marooned will happen 4 hours, no, 3 hours earlier. At 4 o'clock, we'll have Marooned. At 5 o'clock, we'll do our usual Map Bites Live, and then we'll go into the coverage. And then we'll meet up and chat later. So Like I say, get beverages in, get some treats in, and we'll all have a fabulous time on Tuesday. But for the moment, it is good night from me, and I will say good night from Mike. We will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.